You know what was on the jukebox in the front. Now Matt the Cat's gonna show you what was on the juke in the back.
Hey there, Hep Cats and Crazy Kittens, I'm Matt the Cat, where it's at, doing the do just for you, bringing you the juke in the back, 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, the musical bridge that links the big band era with the rock and roll era. You see, after World War II, the big bands had to slim on down and become combos. In the African-American community, these combos were jumping with new sounds. Blues music with a beat, known by the late 40s as rhythm and blues. This week we're going to spotlight an old African folk story that was put to music by the mid-1940s about the signifying monkey. He showed up in quite a few songs in the 1940s and 50s, and I'd like to explore those with you, cats and kittens. You remember the signifying monkey, all jumping up in his tree, signifying to the lion, saying, "Mr. Lion, you call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing." Well, we'll be hearing from the signifying monkey in just a couple of minutes. But first, I'd like to begin the show by playing some listener requests. It's been a while since I've done your request, cats and kittens, and I'd like to do it for you right now. All right, who's this on the Request-O-Matic hotline?
Hey, this is Tony Edwards calling from Greensboro, North Carolina. I listen to the Juke in the Back on WSNC 90.5 out of Winston-Salem from Winston-Salem State University. And I am originally from Brooklyn, New York. I would love, love, love to hear something on the Crazy Cadillacs.
Here are the Cadillacs with "Woe Is Me."
I've been living in a misery. I've been down on a bending knee. Whoa, 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 it's me. Yeah, 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 baby, baby, long time ago. Yeah, 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 baby, I need your love in my dirty world.
In the Back wants to hear from you. Make a request or comment for a future Juke in the Back show. The Juke in the Back hotline is 812-JUKE-MTC. That's 812-JUKE-MTC.
Hi, this is Al Jennings from Fresno, California, and I'd love to request my all-time favorite Ray Charles song, which would be "Night and Day," with the Raylettes obviously in the background, just rocking my world. Thank you, Matt. Bye-bye.
Thank you. right time.
Calling from Vista, California, Matt the Cat. I really like your show, The Juke in the Back with Rosie's Juke in Rosie's Juke Joint. I can't talk very well, but anyway, I have a request, and I'd like to hear one by Clyde McFadder without the Drifters. I'd like to hear Without Love, I Have Nothing at All from 1956. Oh, I listened to the Ride Radio on the internet, and thanks very much.
I awakened this morning. I was filled with despair. All my dreams turned to ashes and gold. As I look at my life, it was barren and bare. Without love, I had nothing at all. only me. There was nothing that she would not give. I was blind to her goodness, and I could not see that a heart without love cannot live. Without love, I had nothing. Without love, I had nothing at all. Yes, I conquered the world, but what then did I have?
The always fantabulous Clyde McFadder, Without Love, There Is Nothing. A big number four rhythm and blues charter from 1956, spinning off the Atlantic label, holding stable to my rickety old jukebox turntable. That was a jukebox request, as were the two songs previous, like Nighttime Is the Right Time by Brother Ray Charles from 1958, also on Atlantic, and it went to number five. And we kicked off the show with the live 1956 from Alan Freed's Rock and Roll Dance Party and the Cadillacs with Woe Is Me. I'm Matt the Cat, and we're going to have some more listener requests coming up later on in the show. But right now, I want to focus on the great African folk story of the signifying monkey, also known as the Jungle King. Now, if you go way back in time, you can trace the signifying monkey all the way back to Africa, to Yoruba, which is where modern-day Nigeria is located. Just like the blues, this myth was transported to America on slave ships. It celebrates the tradition of signifying, which is still very much a part of African-American culture today. Not just African-American culture, but I think every culture signifies in some way. We all poke fun and rib on people. So in a way, I guess the your mother joke goes all the way back to Africa. Like all good folk myths, the story varies depending on who's telling it. But the gist is that the monkey, the lion, and the elephant are all friends. The monkey decides to signify and get the lion going, telling him that the elephant's been saying some nasty things about him. Well, this gets the lion all upset and he goes to confront the elephant. The elephant denies it, but the lion is so worked up at this point and wants to fight so badly that the elephant just trounces him. In some versions, the lion and the elephant are fighting for days. Well, the lion barely gets away with his life. In fact, by the time he gets back to the monkey, the lion is more dead than alive. Well, the monkey thinks this is just hilarious. So he jumps up and down on his tree branch, signifying yet again, saying to the lion, "You call yourself the Jungle King? Well, I found out you ain't a doggone thing." That could be the end of the story, except the monkey falls out of the tree and the lion is on him with all 4 feet. Now the monkey has to beg the lion for forgiveness. In some versions, the monkey convinces the lion that it needs to be a fair fight. And when the lion gets off the monkey gets away. He becomes the ultimate trickster. And man, at this point, you just can't trust the monkey for anything. But in other versions of the story, justice is served and the monkey meets his ultimate demise. Now in 1930, blues guitarist Lonnie Johnson recorded a version of that myth as The Monkey and the Baboon. It's a bit different. The monkey and the baboon are just razzing each other. But that led to Big Maceo recording a version of that 1941 called Can't You Read? This is where I feel the modern day telling of the signifying monkey truly begins. So let's kick off the segment with Can't You Read by Big Maceo, spinning off a Bluebird 78 from 1941. Since Maceo, who was born in Atlanta as Major Merriweather, moved to Detroit, he put some Detroit landmarks like Hastings Street into this tune. So dig it now, cats and kittens, the birth of the signifying monkey. Here's Can't You Read, which in itself is signifying.
Way back in 1910, the monkey and the babble, they came walking in. The monkey told the babble, let's shoot a game of pool. The monkey could shoot, but the babble wasn't no fool. Next thing came along was little mew. He said, you know I'm so mad I even can't wear no shoe. Next thing came along, that was Mr. Cat. We ain't gonna have no such a stuff going on here like that. Next thing came was a little mouse. Let's all get drunk and break up the doggone house. Can't you read? Now can't you read? If you keep on reading, I'm bound to put you out.
While the monkey and the elephant, they went out for a little drive. The elephant hit the monkey right square in his eye. The monkey looked up with a tear in his eye. Said, look here, big boy, you ought to get someone your size. One of these days I'm gonna climb me a tree. Remember, big boy, you got to march right under me. When you march under me, you better march careful and fast.
I'll get me a limb and break it cross your.
Now can't you read? Now can't you read?
If you keep on reading, I'm bound to put you out.
If anybody just happened to ask you why the wedding gonna be, tell them right down there on Hastings Street. Go down there just about the end of the week. You can get most anything that you care to eat. If you don't like shrimp, just name your dish. They will even serve you some of that old fillet fish. Now can't you read? Now can't you read?
If you keep on reading, Mama, I'm bound to put you out.
Yeah, play it, Mr. Mason. $0.15, you know, that's the regular price. If you got two bits, they will even serve you twice. Can't you read? Now can't you read?
If you keep on reading, I'm bound to put you out.
Generous support for Juke in the Back provided by weekly sustainers Janice Stenhouse, Robert Stallworth, Barry from San Diego, Mr. Lee, David Ayers, Thomas Huber, James Rogers, Greer Keane, Joe Metzger. Thank you for your support. More information at jukeintheback.org.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Ain't a doggone thing. She's the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day. There's a big fat cat living down the way. He talked about your folks in a heck of a way. A lot of other things I'm afraid to say. The lion jumps up all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's blowed his gauge. He meets the elephant up under the tree. He says, now big boy, it's you or me. The elephant looks him from the corner of his eyes. Better find someone to fight your side. The lion jumps up, he makes a fancy pass, but the elephant knocks him over in the grass. They fought all night and they fought all day. I don't know how the lion, well, he got away. He come back to the jungle more dead than alive, and that's when the monkey really started his jive.
You call yourself the Jungle King. you call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing. Up his temper when he's jumping up and down, and his foot missed the limb and his head hit the ground like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, but the monkey looks up from the corner of his eye, says, "Now, Mr. Lion, I apologize." The monkey on his back studies up a scheme. He's trying to trick that Jungle King. Be fair with me, I wish you would. I'd tear you up all over the wood. Lion jumps up, squares off for a fight, but the monkey jumped completely out of sight. So if you bother me again, I'll turn you over to my elephant friend.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
The Big Three Trio, featuring Willie Dixon and the most popular version of the Signifying Monkey from 1947, spinning off of Columbia Records. Now, the Big Three Trio consisted of Willie Dixon on bass and vocal and Bernardo Dennis on guitar. Baby Dukastin is playing piano. And he and Willie Dixon first got together in 1940 when Willie Dixon was still a heavyweight boxer. For a short time, Dixon was a sparring partner of Joe Louis. Dixon and Kasten met each other at a boxing gym, and they formed a vocal group called the Five Breezes. During World War II, Willie Dixon spent 10 months in jail as a conscientious objector. The Five Breezes had cut one session for Bluebird Records before the war, and after the war, when the Big Three Trio was formed, they recorded the Signifying Monkey first for Bullet Records out of Nashville in 1946, and then in 1947 cut the version you just heard for Columbia. Today, of course, Willie Dixon is best remembered for his work with Chess Records as a songwriter, producer, A&R man, arranger, and bass player. He would end up writing some of the biggest hits from Muddy Waters, Howlin' Wolf, Little Walter, Coco Taylor, and so many more. Dixon would leave Chess Records in the late 50s to help form Cobra Records in Chicago, but when that didn't work out so well, he went back to the Chess Brothers. I'm Matt the Cat, and you're digging the Juke in the Back as we feature the history of the tune The Signifying Monkey, also known as The Jungle King. And the version you just heard by the Big Three Trio has the monkey getting away at the end, becoming the trickster who shows up so many times in African-American folklore. And as if to add more insult to injury, at the end of that record, he starts signifying once again to the lion, calling him the Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing. Man, those are some tough words. Up next, another rendition of the song from 1947. This one's from Cab Calloway and his Cab Jivers. It's also off Columbia, but this time the title's been switched to The Jungle King with the parenthetical, "You ain't a doggone thing." Here's Cab Calloway with another tale about the Signifying Monkey.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
I found out you ain't a doggone thing, said the monkey to the lion on a bright summer day. Say, man, there's a big bad cat living down the way. You know, he talks about your folks in a heck of a way, and he says a whole lot of things that I'm sort of afraid to say. Well, the lion jumps salty, all full of rage, like a Harlem cat that's left in his cage. He meets the elephant up under a great big tree, and he says, "Now look here, big boy, it's either you or me." They fought all night and they fought all day. Man, I really don't know how, but the lion, he got away. He came back to the jungle more dead than alive, And that's when the monkey started to signify.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
I found out you ain't a doggone thing. Well, he worked up his temper when he was jumping up and down, and his foot missed a limb and his head hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a streak of heat, the lion was on the poor monkey with all 4 feet. The monkey looks up from the corner of his eyes, and he says, "Now, Mr. Lion, I apologize." The monkey on his back, he's slick, he studies up a scheme. He's trying to trick the old Jungle King. He said, "Now, bear with me, Mr. Lion, like a good lion should. Please don't tear me up and throw me all over the woods." Well, the lion jumps up and he squares off to fight. Oh, but the monkey fooled him. He was completely out of sight.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
Monkey one bright summer day, "Mr. Lion, there's a bullet that lives down my way. And the way he talks about you, I know he ain't your friend. And when you two meet, I know this jungle's gonna spin." The lion jumped up in a heck of a rage, said, "Remember, I'm the king on this stage." He let out a roar, shook coconuts from the trees, and he tore out through the forest up a natural breeze.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King, but I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
The lion spied the elephant laying under a tree. He said, "Get up, big boy, it's either you or me." He was real furious, and his face was all red. He got kicked in the stomach, belted in the head. He dragged back to the forest more dead and alive. And this is when this monkey started some of this signifying jive. "Mr. Lion, pops, you ain't so hot. Everybody in this jungle knows just what you got." And
you call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
My tree and I'm trying to snore. Here you come around here with that old corny row. "Shut up, you big bum, don't you dare let out a roar. I'll climb down out this tree and kick you in the head some more." Well, the monkey got frantic, he started to jump up and down, and his foot missed the limb and his carcass hit the ground. Like a bolt of white lightning, a streak of atomic heat, Mr. Lion was on the monkey with all 4 feet.
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. But I found out you ain't a doggone thing.
And the monkey looked up from the corner of his eyes, and he says, "Oh, Mr. Lion, I apologize." "Shut up, you little bum, always going round here lying. I bet I'll put an end to this signifying."
You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King. You call yourself the Jungle King.
Now the monkey's dead, and the buzzards are flying. So watch your blabber mouth, no signifying.
From Dallas, Texas, Orrin Thaddeus Page, better known as Hot Lips Page, the great jazz trumpeter laying down the jive, baby, talking about the signifying monkey. This one's called The Monkey with the parenthetical The Jungle King. It was issued on King Records out of Cincinnati in 1952, and finally we see the myth evolving a little bit where justice is served to the monkey. The lion kills the monkey at the end of that tune, and I don't blame him too with all that signifying. A cat can only put up with so much jive before he just blows his top, baby. Up next, we're going to jump up to 1955 for some more signifying jive. This time it's by a rockabilly cat named Smokey Joe Braw. He was a white guy who sounded black. But of course, by definition, rockabilly music is country music mixed with rhythm and blues. Sam Phillips issued this single on both his Sun and Flip record labels. And for his signifying monkey, Smokey Joe reverts back to the old story, where the monkey gets away. But he takes out the signifying jive about the Jungle King and makes up his own new hook for the song. So get your blue suede shoes on and just dig. Here's Smokey Joe with the signifying monkey as we feature the history of this great African folktale on your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, The Juke in the Back.
Now, deep down in the jungles where the coconuts grow, lives a signifying monkey that the world should know. He told Mr. Lion one bright and sunny day, he said, there's a big burly elephant coming down your way. Now, I know Mr. Lion, he couldn't possibly be your friend, cause he talked about the shape that your family was in. Now, you know, he talked about your mother and even your sister too. Man, he shook his fist at your daddy, and man, that big cat flew. Now, Mr. Lion, listen on. Man, he got sore. He popped that long, bushy tail like a 44. He went on off down through the jungle with a terrific breeze, knocking coconuts from coconut trees.
Well, oh, just as far as the eye could see, there was a signifying monkey in the coconut tree.
Now, on down through the jungle, who did he see? But that big old burly elephant propped up against the coconut tree. He said, uh-huh, it's plain to see that you the big cat what's been talking about me. Now, the elephant, he sort of looked at him out of the corner of his eye, see. He said, you better go on, you big woolly rascal, and pick on somebody your own size. But Mr. Lion squared his shoulders, and he made a pass. Man, you know that elephant knocked him right flat on the grass. Now, you know, man, he messed up his ears. He messed up his face. Man, he threw that cat's shoulder bone all out of place. Now, they fought all night. They fought all day. You know, I don't know how that cat ever got away.
Well, oh, just as far as the eye could see, oh, was a signifying monkey in the coconut tree.
Well, now, on down through the jungle. Now, who did he see? Nobody but that signifying monkey sitting up in that coconut tree. That monkey said to Mr. Lion, now you know it's a terrible shame. Yesterday you was the king of the jungle, today you look so tame. But that lion said, Mr. Monkey, you know it's a shame that I can't climb. Cause if I could, your head bone would surely be mine. And then the monkey, he got frantic and started jumping up and down. When all 4 feet slipped, man, his head sure hit the ground. Like a bolt of lightning and a barrel of white heat. Man, that lion got on that monkey with all 4 feet. But then that monkey, you know, he looked up with tears in his eyes. He said, now, Mr. Lion, now, wait a minute, I want to apologize. He said, if you'll just let me up like a good man should, he said, you know, I'll whip your head all over these woods. About time the lion was putting up a pretty good fight. The monkey jumped almost out of sight.
Well, just as far as the eye could see, there was a signifying monkey in the coconut tree.
Hanging on a branch up under the sun was a meddlesome monkey named Jojo tree. He ran up on an elephant beneath the tree and said, put up your dukes, you gotta tussle with me. No Lego from Asia made a non-stop flight, trying to make it in time just to see that fight. A crocodile phoned and reversed the charge, coming all the way from Egypt on a local barge. Poor gorilla heard him talking in the lion's den, but Jojo bet him $3 the elephant win. Jojo yelled to Leo, go on, knock him down, he don't outweigh you but 1,000 pounds. Leo led wailing with a left uppercut. The elephant took his snoot and grabbed a coconut. Leo fired a beautiful short right cross. That's when the coconut landed up against his jaw. Leo grew tired, but he wouldn't give in. The elephant almost beat his jawbone in. Buzzard said they fought furious all day. He couldn't understand how Leo got away. Jojo running everywhere, spreading news to the zebras and the leopards and the kangaroos. A hoot owl reported everything he saw, had his eyes wide open and called it a day. Leo limping back with his jawbone bruised. Jojo in the tree started singing the blues, laughing, meddling, jumping up and down till his foot missed the limb and he fell to the ground. Just like a bolt of thunder and a streak of heat, Leo covered Jojo with all 4 feet. Jojo was screaming with tears in his eyes, said, please, Mr. Leo, I apologize. Said, if you let my feet upon solid ground, I'll fight you close range 15 rounds. Leo got back and squared off the fight. Jojo took a leap and jumped out of sight.
Chuck Berry with his own version of the Signifying Monkey story. That one's called Jojo Gunn, the name he gave to the monkey. Now, I've seen the name Jojo Gunn appear on compilations these days, spelled J-O-J-O-G-U-N-N-E. But if you look at the original Chess 78, it's spelled J-O-E-J-O-E-G-U-N. Chuck Berry recorded that song at his home office in St. Louis, Missouri in July of 1958, and Chess Records issued it as the flip side to Sweet Little Rock and Roller in October of 58. Up next, we're going to hear the most modern version of the Signifying Monkey to be played on this week's show. It's by accomplished jazz musician Oscar Brown Jr. His Signifying Monkey comes off his first solo album from 1960 on Columbia Records called Sin and Soul. Now, after this telling of the tale, the Signifying Monkey continued to evolve, and in 1969 it got a bit risque when Johnny Otis recorded a version of the song as Snatch and the Poontangs. Then in the 70s, Rudy Ray Moore cut a suggestive version of it as well. Hey man, as long as there's monkeys signifying out there, this tale will continue to evolve throughout history. I hope you've dug my feature on the history of the Signifying Monkey in rhythm and blues music. And now, cats and kittens, let's wrap it up with Oscar Brown Jr.
Said the Signifying Monkey to the lion one day, hey, there's a great big elephant down the way, going round talking, I'm sorry to say, about your mama in a scandalous way. Yes, he talking about your mama and your grandma too, and he don't show too much respect for you. Now, you weren't here, and I sure am glad, cause what he said about your mama made me mad.
Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me.
The lion said, yeah, well, I'll fix him. I'll tear that elephant limb from limb.
Then he shook the jungle with a mighty roar, took off like a shot from a .44. Found the elephant where the tall grass grows and said, I come to punch you in your long nose. The elephant looked at the lion in surprise and said,
boy, you better go pick on somebody your size.
But the lion wouldn't listen. He made a pass. The elephant slapped him down in the grass. The lion roared.
jumped and sprung from the ground, and that's when that elephant really went to town. I mean, he whipped that lion for the rest of the day, and I still don't see how the lion got away. But he dragged on off, more dead than alive, and that's when that monkey started his signifying jive. Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me. The monkey looked down and said, "Ooh-wee, what is this beat up mess I see? Is that you, lion?" Do tell, man, he whipped your head to a fairly well. Give you a beating that was rough or nothing. You supposed to be king of the jungle. Ain't that some stuff, you big overgrown pussycat? Don't you roar. I'll hop down there and whoop you some more. The monkey got to laughing and jumping up and down, but his foot missed a limb and he plunged to the ground. The lion was on him with all 4 feet, gonna grind that monkey a hamburger meat. The monkey looked up with tears in his eyes and said, "Please, Mr. Lion, I apologize. I meant no harm. Please, let me go. And I'll tell you something you really need to know. Signifying monkey, stay up in your tree. You are always lying and signifying, but you better not monkey with me." The lion stepped back to hear what he'd say, and that monkey scampered up a tree and got away. "What I wanna tell you," the monkey hollered then, "is if you fool with me, I'll stick the elephant on you again." The lion just shook his head and said, "You jive, if you and your monkey children wanna keep alive, up in them trees is where you better stay." And that's where they are to this very day, signifying monkey.
Now it's time for the Great 78, where we take a thick piece of shellac and harken back to a time when 78 RPM records were king. And this week, since we're featuring the signifying monkey, I thought we'd hear from a cat that's full of signifying, Bo Diddley. We first heard him signifying in 1958 with "Say Man," then again in 59 with "Say Man Back Again." Well, let's go to 1960 to "Signifying Blues," a song that he recorded at his Washington, D.C. home. It was issued by Chess Records as the flip side to "Gunslinger," and it's this week's Great 78. Here's Bo Diddley with "Signifying Blues."
Well, well. Sure the old man there playing that guitar. Man, he looked 10 days older than water.
Say, look here.
What that?
Look like your process took a recess.
That's all right. At least I can afford to get one. You wearing one of them do-it-yourself job things. Say.
Yeah.
I wrote a song about you.
Let me hear it.
You sure you want to hear it?
I want to hear all of it. Never mind the tempo. You just shove on in there.
All right. You is one ugly child. Who can your mama be? Oh. I got another verse you wanna hear?
Go ahead and sing it, let me hear it, man. Lay it down there to me.
Well, if I was your daddy, I'd go and jump in the sea. No, I ain't gonna talk about you like that. After all, it wasn't your fault.
Look here.
Yeah.
I heard you had a new job, too.
That right.
You wanna hear what kind of job I heard that you had?
What kind of job I got now?
Standing out in front of front of a doctor's office making people sick.
That's all right. I heard something about you, too.
You heard it about me?
Yes, I did. I heard that you were so ugly that when you cried, the tears ran down the back of your head to keep from coming towards your face.
Say, look here.
What that?
What size shoes you wear?
10 and a half.
Yeah.
That right?
I figured you was gonna say that. Your feet look like you got on violin cases.
And you fellas, I still ain't got nothing to do with it. But I didn't want to tell y'all that ain't neither one of y'all good looking.
You're listening to The Juke in the Back with Matt the Cat.
Hello there, Matt the Cat. My name is Wayne Akins, calling from my home in the state of Delaware. I listen to Juke in the Back every week. I'm a big fan. Regarding a request, I'm going to challenge you to dig up something from 1941. I have on a cassette, believe it or not, I bought this so long ago, a collection of the early Nat King Cole Trio stuff that they recorded for Decca, and I like all of those songs, but especially like a song called Are You Ferret? If you can dig that one up and play it, I would enjoy that, and I think your listeners might too.
North or south or east or west, so much better than the best. They really know what plays the way the sound there is. Are you for it? We ought to take a turn around the floor.
Are you for it?
There goes the rocky rhythm we've been waiting for.
Are you for it?
We've been hugging the tables long enough.
Are you for it?
Let's be on the beat, start to strut our stuff.
Step down, let's get in it. If I sit around like a square, step down, don't be a guinea. You gotta be groovy or you ain't nowhere. Are you for it?
You never heard a jam so super fine.
Are you for it?
Well, then join with the crowd and fall in line.
Do-ra-da, do-ra-da, do-ra-da.
Are you for it? Knock myself right out.
Are you furred, my friend?
I'm furred, Jack. Come on, boys, let's swing and shout.
Are you in now?
I'm in that mess, grooving and moving with all the rest.
Call the law, brother.
Be-do-la-do-da-de-da-da-da-da-da-da.
Get into the rhythm while it's romping and it's jumping away, man. Boy, it is a killer when it starts to really grooving away, man. Don't be sad, try it out. It will make you sing and shout. Clap your hands, stomp your feet, and every little thing will be all read.
Hey now, say now, brother. Oh, what's your story?
Funny glory, baby.
Cause you gotta be groovy or you ain't nowhere.
Are you for it? You won't regret, my friend, just wait and see. Are you for it? Well, then join with the crowd, swing with the crowd, get into the mood, let's get groovy. Are you for it?
Juke in the Back wants to hear from you. Make a request or comment for a future Juke in the Back show. The Juke in the Back hotline is 812-JUKE-MTC. That's 812-JUKE-MTC. MTC.
Hi, Kevin McGill calling from Madison, Wisconsin, listening to you. Oh, actually, I listen to you on the Bride Radio every Saturday night. I would love to hear the original of Wyatt Earp by the Marquise.
Baby digging some Marquise with Wyatt Earp. That's the first version of the song that was recorded in New York City in September of 1957, featuring Bo Diddley's band backing up the Washington, D.C. group, which consisted of Reese Palmer, who wrote the tune and sang lead on it, as well as Marvin Gaye. Of course, this was his first time on record. James Nolan and Chester Simmons. After their first recording session, which was held on September 25, 1957, OK Records decided that they didn't like the sound of Bo Diddley's band backing them up. So they brought them back into the studio to re-record Wyatt Earp, and that's the one that was released in November of 1957 on OK Records. Thanks for the requests, and thank you, cats and kittens, for listening to the show. If you want to send me an email, please send it off to mattthecat@mattthecat.com. I hope you enjoyed this week's segment on the history of the African folk tale of the signifying monkey. And remember, until next time, soul, it's not a black thing, it's not a white thing, it's a feeling. You get that feeling each week, digging your source for 1940s and 50s rhythm and blues, right here on the Juke in the Back. I'd like to go out with one more request, baby. I'm Matt the Cat, and I'll catch you on the flip side next week. Who's this rocking the Request-O-Matic hotline?
Hello, Matt. This is Robert Stallworth. I listen to Juke in the Back on the computer. I would like to hear Sugar Lips by the Five Chances.
You're a sweet little mama with us, sugar lips, and I'm a crazy about you, baby, with your baby kiss. You're a hard-loving woman with a cool ways, but I love your pretty
and mama for the rest of my days. Your sweet little home. Oh, with your sugar lips, sugar lips, sugar lips, sugar lips. You're a sweet little mama with your sugar lips. They taste like they've been honey dipped. I love you, pretty baby. Yes, I really do. And if you give me some time, I'll prove that I do. Your sweet little mama. Oh, with your sugar lips, sugar lips, sugar lips, sugar lips. Your sweet little mama with your sugar lips. Don't you know I love you? Can't you see? Well, I run into me mama and melt sugar all over me.
Well, we've run out of whiskey and the women have all gone home. Thanks for dropping by. Feel free to let Matt the Cat know if you dug the show. Email him at mattthecat@mattthecat.com. Juke in the Back is recorded at Rosie's Juke Joint, located at the Stepping Stone Inn in Salem, Massachusetts. For more information, please visit jukeintheback.org. I'm Miss Rosie. See you next time on the Juke in the Back.